Make each and every day count. Each day is a gift. As you heard Mr. Announcer say, we're here. I want to add to it, we're here where we've been for over 26 years. And for those astute listeners knowing I've been back 25 years this year, you should know that before I even began doing the morning show at WJR, the late, great Mike Feasey asked me to come up and do this broadcast, and I flew here from Philadelphia. And I'm just going to say, it's not easy to get from Philadelphia to Mackinac Island.
As they would say in New Hampshire, you can't get there from here.
That's what they would say, Sandy. And but we did get here, and now we've been perched here all by ourselves. And thank you for maintaining that for us, Sandy, that we're here at the end of the famous Grand Hotel parlor. All by ourselves. There is a radio row that is downstairs, and that's great. But we're here by ourselves in the parlor, and we're happy to be here. And happy that we can even welcome you to this 2021 Mackinac Policy Conference after like 28 months.
28 months. We were on the shelf, you know, just like every other organization and family and community out there. COVID impacted us hugely, and we did not think it was a good idea to bring over 1,000 people together, even though they may be close friends in most cases, until the vaccines came out. And that was a threshold decision for us.
Yeah, a very big and important decision. We support you on that. As you should know by now, that's Sandy Baruah, the Detroit Regional Chamber president and CEO, who has pulled off, I think, an amazing thing to be able to get the level of presenters and people here to participate in the midst of a pandemic. Well done.
Well, thank you for that. And the credit goes to the chamber team. They do such a fabulous job. You know them all. People like Wendy Nodge and Megan Spanitz and Tammy Carnwright. I mean, they just do.
I mentioned all of you in my Monday column, which
yes,
you probably couldn't see up here, but.
Oh, no. Well, I already have it framed. It's up in the office. It's good. We have a system, Paul.
Okay.
No, but I tell you, but here's the thing about, these high level national thought leaders. This conference now has such a reputation that when we talk to those people or their representatives, they say, oh, the Mackinac Policy Conference, that's the one, at the Grand Hotel on Mackinac Island. If he's available, I know he or she's going to want to do it. I mean, if we have gotten to that level. We've gotten to that level. And we tell them, so now I need to tell you that, it's a little difficult to get there. And they would say, no, we've already checked it out. It's not a little difficult to get there. It's actually very difficult to get there, but we want to go anyway. And that is the beauty of the Mackinac Policy Conference, because no matter if you're coming from Grand Rapids or Lansing or Detroit, it is difficult to get here. You're here because you want to be here. You're here because it's worth the time, energy, and effort, to be part of this.
There are very few events, well, there are no events like this, but very few events that we're asked to attend where so much is truly accomplished. And by the way, and thank you to former Mayor Dennis Archer for giving me the credit of saying to him one day, it's all great, Mr. Mayor, that we do this, that we come up here and we solve a lot of problems, but then it seems to me sometimes we come back the next year and on the agenda are some of those same problems. So we need to have kind of a report card. We need to follow through midway to see how we're doing. And you do that now. And I think that has helped make sure that we do really accomplish the things we set out to accomplish while we're up here.
Yeah, no, we've made this substance first. We've taken the veil off of the conference. Organizations like WJR that are broadcasting live, our partnership with Detroit Public Television is streaming all the sessions. So, really the mystery is gone. We do have a to-do list. We started that in 2010. So at the end of every conference, myself and the chair, get on the radio, we get on the television stations, and we say, listen, this is what we're going to do coming out of the conference.
What good timing to have the president and CEO of a hospital system as your chair in the midst of the pandemic.
Paul, as you know, my motto is it's better to be lucky than good. And it was just the best luck of all to have Wright Lassiter and the Henry Ford team leading our conference prep this year, to be able to have a leading national leading healthcare CEO to be our chair helped us not only with picking the right themes and topics for this conference, but also, you know, the all the planning that we had, you know, the vaccine requirement, these bands that we're all wearing, all of these little decisions and big decisions that we made to make sure that we can host 1,000+ of Michigan's leaders safely was huge.
Well done, Sandy Baruah, Detroit Regional Chamber President and CEO.